The fourth petition. Give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? God gives daily bread without our asking, even to unbelievers. But we pray in this petition that He would teach us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. What is meant by daily bread? Daily bread means everything we need for our bodily well-being. This includes food, drink, clothes, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money and goods, a godly husband or wife, godly children, godly workers, godly and faithful leaders, good government, good weather, peace, health, education, honor, faithful friends, trustworthy neighbors, and things like that. The fifth petition. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. What does this mean? We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would not look on our sins or deny our prayer because of them. We are not worthy of the things for which we are asking, neither have we deserved them. However, we ask that our Father would, by His grace, give us what we ask, even though we sin often every day and indeed deserve nothing but punishment. We too will, from our hearts, gladly forgive and do good to those who sin against us. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Hebrews 13:5-6. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. 1 Timothy 6:6-10. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.